We're holding the Gemara Daf Memheil Mit Beis on the top of the Amid Toshma. Noshim Mizamnois La'atzman. The Gemara is bringing a raya to the previous question that we had in the Gemara in Amid Aleph. The Gemara had a question, Itmar. Shnaim she'ochlu ka'achas. If two people ate together, not a zimun of three. So there's a machloikas pligi rav rabbi yoichanon. Chad oma im rotzel lezamen mizamnim. Chad im rotzel lezamen ein mizamnim. There's a machloikas if they're allowed to be mizamen or not. Machloek is if they're allowed to be mezamen, meaning, how do we know Gimel is a din of Zimun? The question is, are two forbidden to be mezamen? Just like a Dovashe B'Kedusha is Basora. You can't have a Dovashe B'Kedusha with less than Asora, so you can't do Zimun with less than two, less than three. Two is forbidden. Or no, Imrotz Ledamim mezamen. So that was a Machloek is that it's a Reshus or it's even an Issa. Zog the Gemara, Toshma. Noshim mezamnois la'atzmon v'avodim mezamnim la'atzmon. State in the Mishnah that Noshim cannot participate together with avodim in one zimun, but rather the mezamen themselves. Avodim themselves. Noshim v'avodim ektanim im rotzel lezamen ein mezamnim. They're not allowed to be mitzarif together. And Rashi explains that's because of pritzus. Pritzusa between Noshim and avodim, between avodim ektanim, different reasons of pritzus. But akoponim, we see that noshim are mezamnos la'atzmon. Now, the Gemara makes the following cheshbon. V'homeya noshi ketrei gavre damyin. That means, when it comes to the choiva, women are not obligated. So, 100 women is like two men. Two men are not obligated to be mezamen. The most it is, it's a reshus, they're allowed to, or it's an isra. That was the machloikas. So, 100 women is not worse, is not better off than two men that are not mechuyev. And there's no chiyuv for Noshim to mezamen. And yet it says that Noshim are mezamnes la'atzmon. That means two men, 100 women is like two men, are allowed to be mezamen themselves. So we have a clear raya to the shaila that we had. Are two men allowed to be mezamen or it's forbidden? Here we see clearly that it's mutter because Noshim are allowed to be mezamen. And Noshim are not more mechuyuv than two men are mechuyuv. 100 women is not more than two men. So we see clearly the mezamen la'atzmon. Zog Rashi. The afilu meya that kray damian leinian choiva leinian the choiva they're not more than two men. They ain't chayovas mezamen. No one's gonna say they're mechuyev to mezamen. Vimrotzu it says mezamnim who adin l'shnayim. So just like noshim allowed to be mezamen, so two men are allowed to be mezamen. So we have a right that they're allowed to be mezamen. Zog di gemara v'keton noshim mezamen l'atzman v'avrei mezamen l'atzman. Zog mo shani hosom di ikadeus. There's another aspect. True 100 women is not better off than two men, which is not no chiyuv to be mezamen. And the question just is if it's reshus or an issa. But 100 women have a different mila over two men. 100 women have the mila that they have a tsuras zimun. Tsuras zimun, we said, is one person calls out to two people and two people answer after him. God l'Hashem iti un'roi meshmo yachtov. So the tsuras zimun you have, you might not have more than two men in the lumdus of 100 women, but you have a tsuras zimun. You have what it appears to be like a zimun, meaning you have the mile of three people plus. So that's why Noshim HaMezamen La'atzman, that wouldn't shed any light on the question if two men are allowed to be mezamen. Maybe two men are not allowed to be mezamen because you don't have this tsuras zimun. Zog di Gemara, Shiny awesome dika deyos. Zog Rashi, the afagav leinian choyve ein chayovos, even though they're not mechuyev, leinian reshus, deyos, shloisho chshiva, lehoidos tvei, mishne anoshim. The ikim shum gadla shamiti. You have the tzuras hazimun. So even though loyalim two men are taka osa, could be, but women, even if they're like not more than two men, are allowed to be mezamen, and mezamen is the atzmon. Zog di gemori, yohi, if that's the case, yohi, emo seifo. Noshim v'avodim im rotzel lezamen. Ein mezamnim. It says together they're not allowed to be mezamen. Amai loy v'ikot deyos. You just said that women have the mailo of deyos, that you have the magic number of three plus. So then why should noshim be mezamen together with avodim? So k'mo shani hosam shum pritzusa. That's a new reason. Meaning, there's a chisaron of pritzusa. That's why they can't be mezamen together. Lo'olam, women themselves could, but noshim avodim can't because of the problem of pritzusa. Oh, so Tosfos Taka says that ihochi a masefa is not really a question that's dependent on the previous statement. Loi gorasi hochi, da'afilo mi kohen nami ave motzid mifcha misefa de mezamim. Stami could have asked Akasha, why is it a mezamim with avodim in the teretz of pitzusim? It's not dependent on the last teretz. Oh, so let's talk to see the last teretz before this. Zok teretz. Let's see the top two teretzim. V'mei noshim betreid gavin damyin. Le'inyin kibbutz tefillah. ulein kol davar shebasara vafilo chashvin lukish loisha, meaning even though they're be'etzim like two gavri, they're not considered a minion, they're not more than two men, but we still consider them legabe zimun, that they're like three, they're allowed to be mezamen. Vuadin l'shnayim, two men should be able to be mezamen, because they're be'etzim like two. Aval lo yimotzi l'meimek echad, I mean, don't say that the 100 women is like one, they're any chodes mezamen, because then you can't be mezamen. Doktani noshem mezamen l'atzman, you need to have a mezamen l'atzman, you have to have a minimum of one person talking to another person. Now, zok the next day, shayne hosem dikadeus, mikan mashma den noshem chodes mezamen l'atzman. We said clearly that Noshim allowed to be Mizam al-Atman is not a raya to two men. Two men oilam can't. But three women at least have deis, even though they're be'etzim, not mechuyev. They're not like men that are mechuyev by three men. But they have deis, so melo, you have a milo that you could do the tzura zimun. Zok teisus mika mashma that Noshim mechuyev Mizam al-Atman. They're allowed to be Mizam themselves. V'chein osu benois Rabbeinu Avram, chomif shir Rabbeinu Yehuda. The daughters of Rabbeinu Avram, the shver from Rabbeinu Yehuda, used to be making zimun on their own. Al pi avien. The meaning is the women do not make their own zimun. The kosher, amai loynogu, why takenat? Midik toni mezamnes mashma de koma chayovas zamen. Tosafot wants to suggest that mezamnes even is a chiyuv zimun, like men have a chiyuv. V'yeshloima the noshim mezamnes la'atzman haynu im rotzel zamen. It only means rishus mezamnes. V'chei mashma k'tzas haloshim midik toni besomach noshim avodim im rotzel zamen em mezamnin that they're not allowed to when it's als pritzusa. V'oy the matra gemara l'shnayim mashma de choyve leka. A couple of Tosafot wants to say that there is no choyve now, but reshus there is. And l'mais in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadites we talk a paskin that it's reshus. Noshim are mezamnes not together with men. That's pitzusa. But noshim on their own if they're having a meal, there's reshus. The goyin in Bir Agro holds that it's choyve. The goyin in Bir Agro kiyudua holds the mishmur brings us that is a choyve for three noshim to bench together al zimun, and. If they're not going to, it's better they shouldn't sit together, three women together and have a meal, because according to the Goyim, there's a choyva zimun, and being mevalta the choyva. So it's in Minoyim, I think it's even brought down, they shouldn't sit together if they're not going to be mezamen. Now, what's the taka, the reason that it's only reshus? So the different reasons brought down in the Mefarshim, the Peshua says, because there might be a takola if you're gonna make them into a choyva, because they'll come to be moitzi anoshim, and anoshim is the raisa. Meaning women are only mechuyim midrabbonon, so they can't be moitzi anoshim that are chayim midraisa. Another reason brought down in the Mishnah Berurah is it's not motzi for them to be bekiyim in the whole the halachas and the dinim of zimun, so that's why they don't do it.
But one thing for sure, the Mishnah Berurah does bring that when men do make a zimun, that's a kuli alma. Women are mechuyim to answer the zimun, that's not pitzusa. And as a matter of fact, it's an issa for a man to be mezamen without making sure that the woman is as part of the suda to be, to not, I'm all men make a zimun, the woman's in the kitchen, start rabbi zimvel. There's a chia for the woman to be part of the zimun, not mitzvah for the zimun, but to be there for the zimun and to answer for the zimun. So that's la halacha, ledina. No one argues on that nekuda. The question was, if mezamen is la'atzmon, or not mezamen is la'choyver, reshus, but lemaisa, if they're part of a suda, then they're part of the zimun. So that's on that, I've added this, Ramosha in the tshuva has it, the tshuva on that, chelik ches. And he says over there clearly that you have to call the noshim when you're mezamen in order not to mevatel the din zimun that they're part of. The question just was the gabi la'atzmon.
He says sometimes, Shabbos or the weekdays, they're not kivei themselves.
That could be something else. Yeah, in that tshuva. Most sudas, women are sitting bekriyas in the suda. Yeah, Shabbos and Yontif. That's it. Right here. Then they're not part of the suda. It's not yoshvu. You need a kriyas for the yoshvu. But on the suda Shabbos and the suda Yontif, they're yoshvu.
Then Tosafot continues and says, "V'noshim tzorich iun im yoytzas bebirchas hazimun shel anoshim." A woman yoytze with the birchas hazimun of the men, me'acha she'enem mevinois. They don't understand the language. V'yesh mevin raya she'yoytze, is mid'om le'kamon, soifem mevorech u'bur yoytze. The Gemara later says that the Talmud Chochem is moitzid ha'ma'oritz. So we see you don't have to understand. Bika mashma sha'afa noshim yoytze birchas hamozen shalonu. But then he says, no, miyoyzeh ditchas oysa raya, the shiny bur she'mevim loshna kodesh. He understands loshna kodesh, but he knows a little. My karma, what's happening? Aval any day levorach, he just doesn't know how to bench himself. Aval noshim she'en mevino is klal motzid meim loy nofik. Women don't understand the language at all. Maybe they're not yoytza. So this is the needin in the poskim. Do you have to understand birchas hamozen zimun in order to be yoytza? Or pshat is no. It's loshim kodesh. So be'etzim you're yoytz even without understanding. That's how we hold the ma'aser ledina. But the Mishnah Berurah brings, this is the reason why some Noshim, by Kiddush, say along themselves quietly, because they taka enem avinos. If you say yourself, that's the way you for sure yoytze.
Oh, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say, there was a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if two Anoshim, if two men, are allowed to be mezamen, or it's ein mezamen and they're forbidden to be mezamen. So we didn't say who said what. We just said Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Zog the Gemara, tistayim. Tistayim the Rav, doma im rotz mezamen, ein mezamen, being a ride, that Rav holds ein mezamen. That's forbidden. The Omer Rav dimi by Yosef, Omer Rav shloish, och lekachas, if three men ate together. But yotz ech men l'shuk, and one of them left, and he went l'shuk, koirin loy, they call him back, umezamnim olov, and as long as he answers, so then they can utilize him for the zimun. Time the koyin loy only because they call him back and he answers and he's part of the zimun. Holoy koyin loy loy. If he leaves and they don't call him back, then the two that remain cannot be mezamin, forbidden to be mezamin. So we see clearly that Rav is a shita that a mezamnim. So k'mo shani hosim the ikvah lebechayva. There's no raya. When it's ikvah lebechayva, then everyone agrees that you need him.
You need him for the zimun of chayva.
That's why if he's not koyin a mezamnim, a mezamnim to have the ikvah lebechayva. If two people bench together, two, one of them could be yoytze bebichs chaveroi. V'avin b'may komashul. What are you telling me a chiddush over here? Tanina, we know there's an argument of din. Shoma v'loy ona yotzo. There's a regular din of shemei ha'koina. V'omer abzera loymar she'ein bichs hazimun b'neihem. It's coming to tell me that you're right. Al Shemei Ka'oina, and here's a lump that's the difference between Shemei Ka'oina and Birch Zimun. Al Shemei Ka'oina is the algemene din. You yoytze, Birch Chavera, that's everything Shemei Ka'oina. Yoytze, when you hear Shemei Ka'oina. But it's telling us, Ein Birch Zimun Beneyem. They don't have the Birch, the Milo of Zimun. The Milo of Zimun Yachad, with that Milo of three people being together, and then being mezamen, just like there's a mile of minyan, there's a mile of zimun, that they don't have b'neihem. You're yoytzai, they're shemei ha'koina, but you don't have the mile of zimun. So we see it's two different dinim. There's a din shemei ha'koina and a din of mile of zimun. Let's see this Rashi.
So Rashi, all you have is the shemei ha'koina, but you don't have the zimun. The iye zimun bircha shneihem hi. Then it's bircha shneihem. That's a whole different chefza. It's a bircha shneihem. Because you say the nevorich part with the bircha shneihem, that you don't have.
But so we see upon him that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Shnaim Shochel Kachas, you have Shemei HaKoina, but you don't have Birch Zimun. So we see that there's no Zimun by two. Tistayim. This Takaraya. This is a Takaraya that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Ein Mezamnim. You don't have Zimun. You might have Shemei HaKoina, but you don't have Zimun. Omele Rove Barav Huna Lerav Huna. Vorabonon, the Osim Marova Amri, Rabonon that came from Eitzol said, Im Rotzel Zamin Mezamnim. So it says clearly that two are allowed to be mezamen. My love, the Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon. He must have heard from Rabbi Yechonon, who was a poskin in Eitzol. So come on, Lord, the Shmuel and Rav, mekame de nochz leBavel. Rav used to be in Eitzol before he went to Bavel. So maybe they heard it from Rav. There's no raya from here that they said that two are allowed to be mezamen. It's b'shitz Rabbi Yechonon. Maybe they heard it from Rav when he was still in Bavel. Zok demal gufo Rav dimi barav Yosef Rav shloish shoch lekachas v'yotz ech men l'shuk, meaning. If one of them left, koyin loy, they call him back. Umezamnim olov. Omer Rabbi, who the korelev oni? He has to answer. Omer mazut v'la amoran ela b'shloisha. This is by three, then you can have a person coming back. Aval basoga adenaisi, meaning by three you can answer by standing by the doorway. You know, they have people standing inside and one person outside, and he answers. That's considered enough. Aval basoga adenaisi, you have to physically come back. It's not enough just to stand there and hear and answer from outside. You have to be mamish physically coming adenaisi. Frakti mora maskar avashi adrabe punkt vakert ibrim istavra. Meaning be'etzim the mitzuruf, but it's not nicker that the mitzuruf. So I'll tell you, suggest the vakert tisha nirin kasoga by 10 when one is missing. So maybe you don't have to physically come back because by 10 it looks like the 9 are 10. No, but Bashenke, when there's two and one left, when there's three and one left, no one's going to be mistaken and think that two or three. By nine, it looks like 10. So Mela, it's good enough when you're standing outside to etzim, you're part of it, and it's not even near in that it's not 10. Bashenke, by three, when one left, maybe you have to physically come back, because then it doesn't even look like three. Zok mor iprim stavre, tishe nirin ka asore, Bashenke, shnaime nirin ka shloisho. So that by 10, you have to physically come back. And the reason is, not because it's nirin. You're right, 9 looks like 10 and 2 doesn't look like 3. But the reason is, my timer came in the boy lat kure shem shemayim. When you have a zimun of 10, there's one difference by the regular rabbi say. You say alekenu, you mask shem shemayim. So botzim ha'asorah lav oirech ara, less than 10, it's not oirech ara,
it's not done to say shem shemayim without 10 being in the same room. So Rashi, Asora shistam shmaskoshem ad osiga bayu.
Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye naktinon shnayim sheochlu ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. When you have two people that ate together, so mitzvah lecholik, meaning then they have to separate. Zog Rashi, mitzvah lecholik ulevorech kolecha b'fnei atzmoi. What is that referring to? Zog Rashi, bein birchas hamoitzi, bein birchas hamozen. Don't be yoitz with someone else hamoitzi. And don't be yoitz with someone else's birchas hamozen. Rather, do it yourself. Now, this is not like Teisa Nomad Aleph. Remember, Teisa Nomad Aleph said there's two differences in hamoitzi and birchas hamozen. Hamoitzi, number one, is the rabbonon, and birchas hamozen the raisa. So that's why hamoitzi, one could be moitzi someone else, and by birchas hamozen, by two, you're not. And the straight reason Teisa says, hamoitzi is the beginning of the suda. So there's more of a tziruf. You're starting off the meal. Birchas hamozen is on the way out. You're finishing. So then two is not enough for one to be moitzi to the other. And you have to have a kriyas of three. So here Rashi clearly says that mitzvah lecholik is bein birchas hamoitzi bein birchas hamozen. Tosfos only said on birchas hamozen that you do separately by two. But hamoitzi one is yes. So mitzvah lecholik, you're right. So mitzvah lecholik means that lechatchila it's better to make your own bracha. Are you yoitza? Are you shemei kohen? Of course you're yoitza. But it's mitzvah lecholik, it's better to make your own. When it comes to zimun, it's a different word. By zimun fakert, there's a chiyuv of zimun. There's a chiyuv to be yoitza aidei of someone else. That's why it's a different word than shemei kohen. Mitzvah lecholik is better yourself. You're yoitza also shemei kohen. Masheng and zimun, there's a chiyuv to create the zimun that you're doing it b'tziruv. Right. Two people never did a zimun. Correct. Zog demor tani nami hochi shnaim sheochlu ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. Bamed vorm amurim, that you make your own bracha, kishe shneim soifrim, when you both tamid chomim, ava lecha tzoivechet bu, one is an ama oret, soifim bracha bu, yoitza. So that's mitzvah lecholik. But if it's a boor, then of course, then he's yoitza with the bracha of the tamid chomim. Zog demor omar ova homil samris ano, v'iteim ra mishmeid rabzere kavosi. I said this, v'iteim ra mishmeid rabzere kavosi. And they said the name of Zera in Kavosi, like me. If you have three people eating together, so one of them stops for the two that are ready to bench. That means if two are ready to bench and one is not, so the one has to stop his meal and be able to answer. But two don't stop for one person that wants to leave the meal early. They have to wait till the two finish. Rapopo together with someone else waited, stopped his meal for Abba Marbere, two for one. So Gemara shine Rapopo the lifnim shul sadin who know about. He went out of his way lifnim shul sadin. Zog the Gemara lach shuvet machshavim zog Rashi. Zog Gemara Yehuda Marbere and Marbere Barvashi and Rav Acha Medifti, all three of them. Kach rifte baali adori, they broke bread. Loi have a buchad, have a muflik mechaved. There wasn't one that was more chosin than the other. Who should bench? Levruch elu. Yasav and Kambayla, that the following question, when we said three that ate together, when you have a person that's godl, like he's the ma'orer, he's the one that says, Rabbi Yisai, be mechaven, get ready. So then taki you do zimun. Maybe it's better for everyone to bench individually themselves. We don't have someone that's more choshev. Zog the Gemara, borich inish lenafshei, they benched individually. Also, the common emerema omelu, ye de broche yetzosim, you would yoitze bichsamozen, broche. But ye de zimun lo yetzosim. Vichitem, you're going to tell me now, nahadav and nizmen, now make a zimun mafreya. Ain't zimun mafreya, no. Because the whole word, the zimun is to be ma'oire people to be benched with kavona. It's very passe, it's done. It doesn't work on mafreya. We come in the middle of a zimun. You weren't part of the suda. What do you say? Rav Zvi'da ma'boch, 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 ma'bo When you're coming in the middle of the word Nevorech, so then you say Baruch Mevorech. So then you say Amen. Ashkina the Kamri Nevorech, I'm a Baruch Mevorech. Ashkina the Kamri Baruch, I'm a Amen. Zog Matanichada, I'm a Amen. If someone says Amen after his own Baruch, it's good. V'tan Yidach Reza Meguna, it's terrible. Zog Malaykasha, it depends. Hobe Bain Yushalayim, Bain Yushalayim, Amen, we say Amen after own Baruch. Hobe Shah Baruchas. And the difference is, Rashi explains, because Bein Yerushalayim is the end of the brachas of Birchas Hamazon before the Takon of Tovah Meitiv. So then it's Takon Meshubach. Masha Enkein, when it's not at the end, when it's every individual bracha, then you don't make your own Amen. Abaya Onale Bekola, he said it out loud. Keech the Lishmu Poyalim Velekum. Because really, Poyalim are only allowed to take off for the Birchas Hamazon, the Raisa. So you know, now it's time for you to leave. You don't have to stay around for Tovah Meitiv. You have a job. Velekum. Ravashi said, "Boy in Yerushalayim, Amen." Not loud. Why? So people shouldn't look at a Tovah Meitiv as a not such an important bracha. It's over. So Amela, he said it belichusha. Similarly, the Gemara had before on earlier by Balkeri that he doesn't need tefillah for Torah. So the Gemara said over there, Shona b'shug out loud, and the other one said it belichisha. Not out loud. Similarly, something that you don't want to be publicly, so then you say it softly. Tais on the bottom says, V'chein pasuk b'hag, b'lechisha, v'oid l'idon, d'lek ha'poilim, afil ha'bayim moida. That there's no poilim, so ha'bayim is also moida, you can say it b'lechisha. And Tais finishes off that, miu puk chozi my amedovar, so in no gulan is omen el achabayin ushlaim de bichsa mozen, and not after every set of brochas where it comes to a gemar. Tosafot brings a havmina that after every bracha, after every set of brachas, after yishtabach, which after birchas kriyashma, you also answer your own amen on your own bracha. That Tosafot says, "Puk chozima al madova," that we don't.
We'll stop over here by the top of Memvav Amud Aleph.